Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. The children's story of the boy who cried wolf is an old one. Got a great lesson. Do you remember it? There was once a shepherd boy, the name of Ronnie, who looked after a flock of sheep. One day, out of boredom, he decided to play a trick and he screamed, "Help, wolf, please help." The village men came running with their sticks to drive this wolf away to protect the boy. And when they reached him, where was the wolf? The boy laughed and said, "Oh, I fooled you. There was no wolf." Now, this boy repeated the same trick several times, and the villagers came running every time, and they gave the warning, "Don't you pull that trick again," but he laughed. One day, a real wolf entered the field where Ronnie was with his flock of sheep, started attacking the sheep one by one, and he did shout, "Help, please, a wolf." The villagers heard him, but dismissed the cries. "He's just pulling a trick on us." Ronnie ran down the hill and told the closest villager about the wolf, and when they followed him, they did see a wolf running away after killing and hurting the sheep. "I called out for help. Why didn't anyone come to help me?" And the old man said, "We're sorry about the sheep, but now you should know that nobody believes a liar, even when they're telling the truth." Now, research has shown that honesty really is the best policy. After all, who wants to be known as a liar? We are more likely to tell the truth, even if it's not in our best interest. Sigmund Freud said, "Being entirely honest with oneself is a good exercise. Sometimes it's tempting to tell a little lie to get yourself out of a spot of bother or bend that truth, but really, is it worth it?" The Oxford Dictionary says that honesty is the quality of always telling the truth, never stealing or cheating. Our society is built on trust. You go to the supermarket, you believe the grocery prices are correct, you don't expect the salespeople to tell you lies. And honesty, therefore, protects everybody, and that's why it's the best policy. It preserves relationships built on trust. Actually, telling the truth is less stressful. Have you ever told a lie and then worried that you'll get found out? It is stressful. Keeping up with a lie can cause you a lot of worry. But telling the truth builds on this strong level of trust. It's very unpleasant to discover someone has been lying to you. Abraham Lincoln said, "No man's got a good enough memory to make a successful liar," and he was correct. Why waste energy on stuff that's untrue? I don't think it makes any sense. If you're known as a person of honesty, you'll have close friendships. Your friends will love and appreciate the real you because honesty attracts honesty. People who are trustworthy attract trustworthy friends. They're the best type of friends to have. Honesty has great health benefits. Honesty has been linked to less colds, less fatigue, less depression, less anxiety. You've got the opportunity to relax more because you've got nothing to hide. The Bible's got quite a lot to say about honesty. In Luke 16, verse 10, "If you're faithful in small-scale matters, you'll be faithful with bigger responsibilities." And Proverbs 11, 3, "The right living are guided by integrity." And the psalmist wrote in Psalm 25, "Integrity and honesty will protect me because I wait for you." Christianity teaches the importance of honesty and transparency, and God wants us to be honest at all times. He is truth. God is truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Truth in full, not in part. So we are called to live truthful lives. It was Jesus who put it very simply, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no," in Matthew 5:37. People should be able to depend on us at all times. Our words should match our actions. About keeping our word. It is easy to break your promise, to tell your yes as a no. When you break a promise, it may not seem like a big deal, but it may mean much to the other person. It may be another of many rejections that they've felt. And this is quite serious. I know a few people whose words can't be taken seriously. Do they mean what they say? Is their yes really a yes? I read somewhere that we live in a post-true society. That means, who can you trust to speak the truth? In the New Testament, we find this classic piece of teaching from Ephesians chapter 4. "Having put away falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another." Honesty is a choice we've got to make. We have to live honestly with ourselves before we can live honestly with others. The love of God motivates our life, and then it becomes easier and natural to speak the truth. The Christian leader Bill Hybels is quoted as saying, "God's concern is that we become habitual truth-tellers, whatever the cost." That's a strong statement. May our words be as good as our signature. Heavenly Father, we do know that honesty is still the best policy. Help us to be truthful in all we do and always say. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.